One bright spot the city of Milwaukee points to in its move to achieve environmental sustainability is its solar program. It's called Milwaukee Shines, and it's been gaining traction through neighborhood group buys. Mayor Tom Barrett sang its praises Wednesday afternoon outside a garage holding a dozen solar panels on North 80th Street. The panels belong to Chris and Ellie Eichmann. Their 5-month-old daughter amuses herself gazing at toys dangling above her head in her cozy home. Dad, Chris, says he's happy to cut his lunch short to share his passion for solar. He says one big reason is cooing next to him. Eichmann says he and his wife want their daughter's world to be sustainable. One of their first steps was purchasing an electric car.
Yeah, I was very interested in the cars. It took a little while to convince my wife, Ellie, but she...
Is that true, Ellie?
Yeah, but I drive the car primarily now, and I love it.
Yeah, it's the first Leaf that was purchased in Wisconsin.
Chris says installing solar was a far easier sell after the car arrived.
It didn't make sense to us to charge it using coal. We really wanted to do as much as we could to be as green as possible. Solar seemed like the next step.
So the Eichmanns installed 12 solar panels atop their garage. The purchase predated the city's neighborhood buy-in program, but its sustainability office helped them cut costs.
Milwaukee Shines organization had a $1,000 program through the Summit Credit Union, so through their loan program. And then we had a tax credit at the same time. So that, at the end, that was 30% of the cost of the system.
The couple says the 3-kilowatt system produces twice the energy they need to recharge their car.
As far as our house costs, it really depends on how much sun in the month. Some months we could have a $5 bill. Some months it's your standard $100, $150 bill.
First of all, thank you for making an investment in solar.
By the time Mayor Barrett arrived, rain pounded the tent erected to show off Eichmann's panels and plugged-in car. The mayor's spirits weren't dampened. He reported substantial solar growth on home and small business rooftops around the city.
What we're here today to do is to celebrate two things. One, a solar milestone, and second, to make an exciting announcement about our solar program. Milwaukee Shines is helping to make solar a reality for residents across the entire city of Milwaukee. A record number of solar installations are hitting Milwaukee's rooftops this summer, and the momentum is building.
Installers erected 30 solar installations in 2013.
During the whole year, we had 30 businesses and homes commit. But what's even more impressive is that we've beaten that record during the first half of this year. In other words, we already have 35 homeowners who have added solar to their homes this summer as part of Milwaukee's neighborhood group buy program.
Barrett says the program drives down consumer utility costs without dipping into city funds. Initial savings come in part when residents purchase panels in bulk for multiple projects.
The neighborhood comes together, they get that marketing power, and they can lower the cost. Think of a Costco. It's the Costco of solar. The more people that participate, the lower the cost.
Diana Jimenez is on a mission at the Saugy press conference. She learned that Milwaukee's neighborhood solar program plans to reach out to the north and south sides.
Oh, I live on 20th Street near to the Wilson Park.
So Jimenez drove over with her lively 2- and 4-year-olds. She stayed long enough to pick up a brochure and figure out when she can attend a neighborhood information session.
So I take the meeting in Forest Home Library for receipt more information and a free estimate.
The mom says last year she insulated their home. Now she's exploring solar because, in her mind, it would be a healthy energy step.
You know, for safe energy, save the planet for my kids, and save the bills. Yeah.
Jimenez says she plans to share the information with her friends and at her son's neighborhood school. The numbers could change. We Energies is proposing a surcharge starting in 2015 for customers who own solar installations. The Public Service Commission is reviewing the proposal and has slated a hearing in Milwaukee for early October. We'll be reporting on the pros and cons. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.